is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is September 5th, 2019. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 175, the one where we have 725s. How's it going, guys?
Well, sweet.
I don't know what that means.
725s. It's 175. We have
725s. Yeah, gee. As a man who's doing math, I figured you'd have that one.
Do you guys divide shit by 25 a lot? I have for some reason... I like to divide, when I see a number, I kind of divide it into its parts, just for no reason, because I'm dumb. And 25 is a big part for me. 25 and 3 and 10.
No, nobody else 10 does makes it. Sense. 10 makes sense, since we're like a base 10 society, you know. 25 is interesting. 3 is weird.
I don't know. If I see 175, I'm like, ooh, that's 725s.
Yeah, that I don't do that.
Huh. I always wonder what other people do in their mind.
That's five not squared, that, right? Or five cubed?
We'll wait.
That's 125.
We'll wait.
If I heard 175, my initial thought would be like 200 minus 25. Just telling you what like my brain thinks, you know.
Sure.
200 minus 25. Oh, it does some sort of like closest thing plus difference type.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean by I'm curious what people think. Like, what do you call it? License plates are a big one for me too. Like, I'll add them for no reason or multiply them. So if it says 139, I'll be like, oh, that's a 13 license plate.
139.
You get a lot of time on your hands.
What my mind does for some reason.
I do. So yeah, you total up things. You see a series of numbers, you just total them. Like when you see Adam roll dice, you just go, okay, and then you wait, and then you wait, and Adam adds, it's like, 29, and you're like, 27, but we're close.
It's close.
You know what the weird thing is, though? Whenever I see license plates, I'm adding up numbers, like zeros or tens for me. So if it's like 004, I'm like, ooh, that's 24. And then for some reason, I multiply it by two. That's 48. Oh. That license plate's a 48.
Yeah, you got some issues. I know.
I don't know what it is. But where do you think that shit comes from? Like, I don't know where that shit comes from. It's just, I've always done that ever since I was little.
I don't know.
It does remind me of something, though. Reminds me of, like, you know, like math? When you're in a bathroom or something and they have towels on the floor and on the walls and shit, like, and, like, and you're sitting there, like, maybe you're taking a dump or something. Or you could be standing taking a piss. All options are on the table.
Could you be standing looking and taking a dump?
Yeah, that would work, too, for this case. So what you can do sometimes is, like, your brain is really good at finding faces and, like, shapes and human shapes and shit. So, like, I find it a fun game to, like, a lot of time these textured walls or tiles that look like marble, you look at it, and you look for a couple seconds, and you find a face. Guaranteed. Try it. And sometimes you find cool faces because it's hard at first. And you're like, there's no fucking faces. Then you're like, ooh, there's a weird old man giving me a dirty look. And then, you know, like, so you should try. Fun. It's a fun, similar to looking at numbers and making weird calculations. Look at shapes and find faces.
Do you immediately stand up and then wipe your butt after you find that face?
Nobody stands up to wipe.
I'll be like, stop looking at me.
Also,
I need my privacy.
Also, do you kind of want to make out with that face?
Never. Sometimes you get like eagle faces and shit and like fucking rhinoceros or whatever. Like, I'm just saying, you can say some cool stuff.
I'll turn around and look at my poop and try and figure out what it looks like.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If I was looking at tiles, I would count the tiles. I'd be like, oops.
Tiles. I would count the tiles too.
Okay, so this gives me one more thing. What about birds? Do you guys count birds when you see a flock of birds go by?
No. Yeah. No. Okay. Are you a vampire?
Am I one step away from like shooting the world up or something?
Okay. No.
Alright, let's make a check.
I look at the tiles where it's supposed to be like there's a bunch of random colors or whatever, and you're like, this isn't random. And then you go like, well, it's 5 over here, 6 down, 3 left, and then it repeats the pattern, and then you figure out where the pattern repeated.
Yeah, so
that's good.
Brains
those are all good things.
Broken, and everybody's brain does something cool and different, and it'd be kind of weird to like live a day in your guys' brains to see what you thought. You know what I mean? But I don't know if my conscious would then take over, and I would then just be living my brain in your body. I don't know.
What was that? What book was that?
That's
Dune, right?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. I literally just said words.
Okay. Okay, no, that's a Dune, like Alia, like because she was born with having taken the water of life in utero and was born with all the powers of a reverend mother. Like basically, she can look back in the knowledge of all of her ancestors, and if one of them are ancestors, is like Baron Harkonnen is actually her grandfather. And like later on in the books, like his personality is so strong it takes over her body.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Huh. Okay.
Yeah. That's so
weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so we've digressed about that stuff today. Ryan, fucking A.
Yeah. So you're right, Chris. We should come back, circle bound. Everybody, make sure you look at tiles and try to find faces, and come back to us next week.
And then you stand up and.
No, no more poop talk. It's like my kids.
No more
like,
poop talk, I mean
only
it.
Only talk about poop talk when you're in the bathroom, okay?
You're pooping.
Can we do that? Can we have that as a rule?
I'm going to a place with lots of tiles in bathrooms, so it's very interesting that this might...
Italy?
Might be useful. Yes, Italy. Yes, Italy. Mm. So did you see what is coming out on Hulu this week? I think it's this week.
Is it Disenchantment?
No, Ryan.
Oh no, that's not Hulu.
Ryan loves Hulu, and he loves Wu-Tang, an American Saga.
Yeah,
they made a Hulu show.
I saw that.
Wu-Tang
that was all
clan.
Like, I do like Wu-Tang.
I think that means we're old now. Like the
it ain't nothing to fuck with.
The shit that was edgy and in your face and like illegal when we were kids is now like it's coming to Hulu as a biop.
Yeah, Ryan, in the early 1990s, New York, Bobby Diggs strives to unite a dozen young black men who are torn between music and crime, but eventually rise to become the unlikeliest of American success stories. That has everything you like. The 90s?
It actually sounds pretty good. Other than Hulu,
a dozen young black men. Music.
That's a random thing to say. I like.
It is what you like, though.
Like Wu-Tangs.
RZA, Jizza, Inspector Deck.
The Ghostface Killer.
The Ghostface Killer. Method Man. Come on. You God. Oh, it's got everybody.
Yeah, they were a good group. I liked them.
Into the 36 Chambers.
Yeah, it was funny how they sampled all kinds of old like kung fu movie shit, you know, that was good.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That sounds good, dude.
I will talk some more then. So there was the Magic set release came out the set announcement came out this week, and it was awesome. You should look at the video. Just look at Magic new set video release video or something. Because the set merges like fairy tales with some other shit stuff going on, so it's kind of cool. So basically, to give you a gist of it, they do cool like cinematics for this kind of stuff.
They haven't always for Magic, so that's interesting in itself.
Right.
Or maybe they haven't, I just haven't seen it
They've
recently.
They've done them for other ones. I mean, they're not like League of Legends ones. Those ones are fucking top tier movie quality shit. They're pretty good, though. They're fun. This one is both sad and fun and good and sad. It revolves around gingerbread people, a gingerbread guy and a gingerbread girl, and Garruk, and basically, it's fun. But the key thing to that's awesome about this, on the Magic Twitch channel, for 2 hours before the set release, they just showed somebody making from scratch cookies. And every so often they throw in a card from the set. But there was no audio or other than like music, just some music over the people, somebody making cookies from scratch. And then when it ended, the set release was just gingerbread cookies running around doing shit. It was fucking genius because for 2 hours you thought you were watching food porn, and then it's like, nope, the gingerbread people are doing shit, and it's awesome.
That's
weird.
That's cool. They slow played it. It sounds like.
They slow played.
Man of the slow play.
Alright,
Ryan. That's what Amber said.
Yeah. Ryan, so how was your how was your soccer game?
It was good. The USA beat a very under-skilled team handily. They beat Portugal like 3-0, but I'm pretty sure Portugal's never qualified for the World Cup. So it's interesting. It was basically like the Gold Globetrotters versus the Washington Generals kind of game. You know what I mean? It wasn't that bad, but it was way lopsided. I don't think Portugal had a single shot, but the stadium, Allianz Stadium, was completely full, and the atmosphere was really pretty exciting. People were pumped up, loud, cheering, and it was fun.
Yeah, the best thing they did were they were 4-6 in 2015 in the World Cup qualifying. It's the best they did.
Nice. Good.
Yeah.
Portugal. U.S. women's.
Is there anything I want to tell you?
Yeah, so, anything else you want to tell us? Yeah.
What
else happened tonight?
We sat, well, I don't know what you're getting at, but we sat in the third row behind one of the goals, and they were during warm-ups, they were fucking ripping the shots, and, like, it was actually kind of scary. Like, I was like, watching, on vigilance with my hands ready to block shots, but, like, a couple people got nailed. Like, somebody, like, blocked it with their hand holding a full thing of water with the cap on, and the force of it shot the cap off, like, exploded the water. It was pretty sweet.
Nice.
Exciting and entertaining.
Shit, I had a question for you, but I forgot.
Yeah, when they were like...
It was soccer related.
Sounds like you guys had a fun Tuesday playing D2's game.
Ooh, did you see anybody with a t-shirt that said Gays for Trump?
I did not.
Oh. What?
It wasn't as fun as baseball, then.
Not as fun as baseball.
The new guy at my work refuses to call it football. Soccer. He refuses to call it soccer. He's like, I would not call it soccer. It's not what it is. I'm like, all right.
That's hilarious, but good for him.
But the British people call it soccer. We didn't make up the word soccer.
Why do British people call it soccer?
I'll let you exactly know.
Well, I don't want you to look it up. I'm just curious if anybody fucking
knows. I don't know. I know it's not all. We didn't make it up. I know it was like a British. The British named it. So I don't know why they
swallowed a fly.
I honestly don't care. But we probably actually talked about it in the past. I'm sure we have. Cool. There's some Steam sales going on. Anybody got anything for sale? That's awesome on their wish list that I should know about. Even though most
my wish list is only four things.
Yeah.
None of it's on sale.
I got an email about Trine 3, which at one point I put on my wish list, but I don't know that I want it. I think it's one of those, like, it's a side scroller kind of puzzle game with like a platformer sort of mechanic. But the first one was like an indie super hit, and so maybe somebody would like that. I don't even know if I'm going to buy it, but it's on my list.
Okay. After a certain amount of time, do they dump? Oh, never mind.
Oh no!
I'm like
they stand up and dump.
Nothing. It said there was nothing in my wish list.
You've changed that then.
I refreshed it.
That doesn't make any sense because I have shit on my wish list that is no longer for sale. It just says no longer available.
That's pretty funny.
There's a game called Dungeon of the Endless, which is on sale for $3. If anybody wants to spend $3. I've decided if I'm willing to spend $3, but it looks interesting. It's a team of players run around and do shit, and there's monsters, and it's kind of like a 8-bit kind of scrolly thingy. It's if it's multiplayer, I might get it.
What's it called again? I'm gonna search it.
Roguelike Dungeon of the Endless.
Oh shit! A whole endless.
Yeah, I think it's kind of randomly generated dungeons as you move around and do stuff. And I don't know if it's any good, but it's $3. I might get it.
The endless.
Oh, everybody looks that up.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you like Slay the Spire, right?
Yeah. Who are you talking to? Yeah. I like it still.
Ryan loves it.
It's coming to mobile.
Oh, it should.
Now I hate it.
That'll actually be super fun. I bet you it'll be pretty profitable.
It seems pretty easy to move over. Yeah, because I mean, there's no Twitch reflexes or fast action reflexes. It's all turn based. So.
Right. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, they ported it to the Nintendo Switch, and now they're going to port it to mobile.
Oh, good.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Is there a time, like, or you can just walk away on your turn and nothing's going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no walk
away. It's single player. It's, you know, kind of roguelike. You go.
Because sometimes they have, like, you know, some of those games have, like, you know, it's single player, but there's time. It's like 30 seconds per turn.
You can leave. You can quit in the middle. You can leave. And it'll just save.
Oh, so that'd be cool. Like, because that would be like a. Like, to make it hard on Ryan, if there is all of a sudden a 10-second timer per turn?
I'm that would excited make it harder. That if they are able to... If, like, let's say they port it to your phone, and then you can, like, exchange saves between your phone and your computer, Ryan might actually finish a run, which is pretty good. So
that's tough.
Oh, Ryan.
Yeah, I do that.
Calling you out, Ryan.
Have you finished a run?
I'll finish runs all day, baby. this Trine 3 looks pretty cool. Look it
what's
up.
What's a run?
TRINE. It's where you run up to the top of the spire, fighting things on the way and trying to.
Yeah, a trine is a year.
Is that true?
In Dark Crystal World. Hmm. That show's fucking.
That may or may not have any relevance in this game.
Okay, let's talk about Dark Crystal.
Do you know there's a Trine 4?
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why this is on sale. Well, that's fine. I don't care. I haven't played Trine 1, 2, or 3.
What word are you saying? Trine?
Trine.
T-R-I-N-E.
Oh. Okay.
No, I heard Trine the first time.
I'm like, are you saying Trine? I've seen these games before. They're dumb. I mean, they're probably fine.
They're both beautiful and intelligent. Magical. I've seen people describe it as magical. In a 3D world.
I've seen people describe this magic. Those people being me.
The advertisers that are currently playing this video for me.
It's magical and beautiful. It's a quest for all people of all ages.
Yeah, see.
Oh, so it's kind of like a platform game a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I remember those back in Mario Brothers. Yeah.
Mario is pretty good. There's another game called Hyper Knights. That looks kind of bad, but is on sale for $249. Overall review, very positive. So that's something on the wish list.
Maybe we should compare Hyper Knights for $249 with Endless Dungeon of the Endless for $299.
We could. It's starting to get expensive there. That's like $550 or something.
We're up to $6.
I should sort by on sale.
So, Dave brought it up, so let's talk about Dark Crystal. Anybody watch any yet?
I've gone through 4 episodes.
Okay. Cool. I'm through 7 episodes. Like, it is... You can tell it is made by people who watched it when they were kids and were like, this is awesome, now we have money, let's make the show again and not make it for kids anymore. Make it for, like, adults.
Yeah.
Because it is fucking dark on the emphasis of the crystal. Like, it is... really like dark because I was like I like the original one. I mean, it's the original one's pretty, you know, like, you know, mature, you know, it's still 80s. A kid's thing, but it's mature for, like, you know, but yeah, this is,
yeah, but like the 80s kids shows are like Labyrinth, right, where shit gets real and people are like,
right, exactly, and that's what I'm saying, like it's mature, right, and kids are watching, oh, look at this, it's a plane delivering fucking packages. When you're in Brazil, they speak Portuguese. This is how you say hello.
You leave Super Wings alone, I will defend it till I die.
I've watched Super Wings.
It's
so
better than, you don't make fun of it, then you praise Super Wings. I'll dare
you. No. I like things and can be critical of them
as
well.
You know what's going to be awesome is in like 30 years when our kids are running around, there's going to be like... the dark Super Wings, where,
right, exactly,
Jet must bomb Japan again. I have a package,
right, bomb
in
the harbor. But yeah, it is got some, I wouldn't say like Game of Thrones, like, you know, like things, but there are a lot of differing clans and a lot of moving pieces moving around, and the plot is very intricate, and which it's just happens to be puppets instead of like live characters and stuff. And then it's cool because then you go like, this shot is really crazy, and you're like, fuck, someone had to build all of that stuff.
That's the thing, is you look at the backgrounds and it is so fucking in depth. Like there's like,
and there's always like little things moving, little creatures moving, plants moving, all kinds of stuff move. And so like somebody's, you know, puppeteering that little creature that was on screen for 2 seconds that went like across the screen.
You can tell that the Skeksis and the Mystics are like people, like with costumes on. But sometimes when you look at it, you're like, are the Gelflings actually people as well?
Right. And Mark Hamill's pretty fucking great.
What's that?
Mark Hamill's pretty fucking great as the scientist.
He's a scientist?
Yeah. Well, if you listen to him, like, you hear him, like, you hear his, like, a variation on this jokery voice.
Is the Joker a Skeksis? What's going on here?
Yes.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of people in there. It's like, you know, the cast is pretty stacked for, like, a...
I watched in the first episode until the chick was feeding the big worm things, and, like, they went crazy because they fed him some dark... dirt.
The Darkening, yeah.
And I was like, "Hey, it's cool. I'm gonna go to bed now." I mean, it's fine. I just, man, they're puppets. I can't get past it. I try, but I look at it, and I'm like, that face looks stupid. It's a puppet. Why is that face emoting? It's not emoting at all. It's just a face. I'm not tearing it down. I'm just saying that's my personal bias against puppetry. I think puppeteers, those who are in the art of puppetry, are amazing. I think they're great people. I think they have a hard job. I don't love it like some people, I guess. And maybe it'll get better. I'll give it a shot once I run out of shows. But
Dave, you're right, though. The story is...
Yeah, I think the story is like super intricate and like well crafted. And
right, so you now, think would I like it? Do you think?
I think you would. It's like if puppetry isn't that doesn't bother you. If like yes, like the Skeksis are the most intricate of one. Their faces emote really well, but they're the lead. They don't look human, so it's like it doesn't bother you. The Gelflings are the closest to humans, so when they don't emote the same way, you can kind of, you can look at it and be like, "Yeah, it's not emoting like a human because it has a human-esque face." But if that doesn't bother you, you're fine, because I mean, like, it doesn't bother me. Like, it's more like they do a lot with the eyes, they do a lot with you know, the voice. So it's like, you know, it's like they're, but the plot is definitely complex, where you have to go like, "Oh shit, that character is that," because they all have different markings and different tattoos and paints and face, like their faces, because there's like 7 clans and a whole bunch of stuff. I think you would like it.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea if puppets will bother me or not.
I think they look... I would rather watch it animated, quite frankly. Like, if you've got a cool story, I'd rather watch it animated, honestly. Like, I don't understand the draw of it being just puppets. You know what I mean? Like, would this be cool if it was live action or if it was animated? Yeah, probably. The story's neat, but it seems almost like a gimmick. Like, but these ones are puppets. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I can see that. But it still could be good, of course, even though that choice of format may not have been the perfect one.
Like, I found I was enjoying it more is when I was kind of falling asleep, because I was just listening to the dialogue. And you get as much, it's kind of like an audiobook at that point, and I was enjoying it. I was like, okay, there's shit going on.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. So maybe I'll watch it when I'm like not looking at the TV or something.
Okay. So Chris's opinions on puppets do not represent the opinions of all people on the podcast.
Right.
Chris has made it clear for years and years that he does not like puppets.
I've done my best. After Yoda, it was all downhill. I mean, it's like I'm watching Sesame Street characters do shit. I'm like, that's fine, I guess. But I'm glad to hear that it's a good story, plot, and stuff.
How do you watch it, by the way?
Netflix?
It's well, I prefer my ears, but you can watch it with
I see, that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Okay. Netflix, cool.
And I've watched the first episode to give it of Carnival Row. Very fucking. And that show is fucking dark as dark. Both shows are dark as shit, dude. Like, and it is like humans versus fairy violence and, like, you know, magical creatures.
Yeah, fucking the humans are dicks, man. They're like, I just watched the first episode too, and then I need to wait for Amy, and she always wants to watch a comedy instead. So,
Which one is this? Carnival Row on Amazon Prime.
I don't know anything about this. Oh, wait. I saw this is the one with that
Orlando Bloom.
The chick that with always Legolas. Makes terrible movies, but she's pretty good looking. And
yes. She was in Suicide Squad, and
she's in the most bombs. Oh yeah, that's her one.
And then she was also in Valerian.
Mm-hmm. That's big bomb, expensive. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's in tons of expensive bombs.
Sure. But what's
her name? Cara
Delevingne.
Delevingne. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So I think it's cool too so far. It's just I'm gonna finish. I basically watched one, watched the other one, and was like, which one do I want to watch first? Right. And I chose Puppets because I'll always choose Puppets.
We're going back and forth between that and that comedy. So, I mean, I don't know how long it'll take me to get through it, but it's funny. Like, we were watching, I think I told you guys, but maybe if you weren't there, we were watching Carnival Row. She's like, I don't really want to watch this. You might want to watch it for yourself. I was like, okay, cool. So we started watching the comedy on Hulu, or I'm sorry, Amazon Prime. And there was a trailer at the beginning for Carnival Row, and she's like, well, that made it look really good, we should watch it some more. I was like, yeah, it's just dark, you know, it's kind of like, it's what you're in a mood for. If you're not in the mood for Game of Thrones, you don't want to watch Game of Thrones, right? It's going to be intense, it's going to be depressing, it's going to be except for there's more fairy fucking in this one, so.
That is true. But cool.
What's the comedy you're watching?
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which I was against in principle, and after watching the first episode, I said, man, this is a really good show. I should watch more of this.
Is it because you got to see your boobs?
Uh-uh. It's because it won a bajillion awards, and generally those shows I don't care for. And I'm biased.
I found it funny.
It's really good. It's actually really good. It's really well made. It should have won for, like, editing shit, because the editing is really good. I know, and you're like, what? What the fuck does editing have to do with it? When you watch it, it's like really good editing.
That's strange for a comedy. But I have heard it's good, and I heard it won millions of awards. Amber's watched it, and she likes it too.
Yeah. Yep. That's all I got.
Cool.
So.
Everybody, so your boys are back.
Back again.
I sent a trailer to everybody. One last time. Hey, one last time. Bad Boys for Life.
Boys for Life.
Man, does Martin Lawrence look horrible.
Martin Lawrence looks old as fuck.
Oh my god.
I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Yeah.
Well, he is old. Is he like 90?
Yeah, but I bet she's right around the same age as Will Smith, but Will Smith got that, like, got some magic blood doping or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's called money. Stem cells. Money buys stem cells. and blood centrifugation shit.
Do you remember that movie Life when it was Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy and they made them look really old?
Yeah, I never watched it.
Because they were Life in Prison. Yeah, he looks worse than that.
No, don't be silly.
No, but it's fun that they got the captain back, and you know he's still freaking out and stuff, and
he still has Tourette's swearing.
Yeah, I don't think he looks that old. I'm saying.
Well, he definitely. He's all like that. He's got he about that retirement, man. It's all like, you know, it is. It's like it's classic. He's like, I'm gonna retire.
Oh,
it's all like,
he's big though. Like, his face is big, and you're comparing him with Will Smith, who's like, you know,
right.
in really Tall. Good shape.
So here's what I would do. Here's what I thought. I thought about when I watched the trailer. If I was really good at Photoshopping, I would Photoshop new Chris's face over Will Smith, and old Chris's face over. Martin Lawrence, and it would have been sweet. I'd have been like, "Look at him! That's old Chris."
You suck. And I'll have you know, Ryan, Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets made $49 million worldwide. I would not call that a bomb out of any stretch of the imagination.
How much did it cost?
No, it grossed $49 million.
Don't worry about what it cost. It made that money. It made $49 million.
Yeah,
so it's costing.
Over production budget. That's what I'm saying. So how
is that good though?
You? It's amazing. Is $49 million good? I don't know, Ryan. Would you like $49 million? No, not good enough for you.
No, thank you. I'll take more than that, please.
I don't get out of bed for less than $50 million.
That's pretty funny. So I'll see it because it's Bad Boys.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, the beginning of this trailer reminded me of my Fast and the Furious binge fest, of which I'm on number 6 now. And my God, you guys got to go back and watch those movies again. They're so much fun. When you watch it with intent, it can get like a bajillion times better. I'm telling you.
So I have to seriously watch them?
Yes.
Watch it with intent to figure out which is best by keeping track of various maneuvers they do and whatnot.
Oh my God, it's getting so good. It's like, oh, that's the same maneuver they did in 1, except for now it's on fire.
What?
And you're like, 4 was great. It's like, wait, they're wrapping up plot stuff from 1 in 4 because most of the characters weren't in 2 and 3. So it really should just go 1-4 and you could skip 2 and 3 most of the way and stuff. And why they keep giving Paul Walker a badge, I have no fucking clue. All right, don't fuck us again, Paul Walker.
Paul Walker.
All right, Paul Walker, now you're in the FBI. Don't fuck us again.
Because he does the classic thing where he keeps failing upward.
It's like white privilege to a T. It's like, we know you keep letting criminals off. Now you're getting a promotion.
Right. All right. And like, people have the authority to do anything. And so like after 5, The Rock is all like, these guys are bad guys. But I'm going to basically deputize you and give you carte blanche to do whatever you want across the world.
It gets so
free
good.
Reign. No, but don't worry about it.
It gets
no
so good.
Prosecution from local governments.
In 4, he is racing on a street trying to get a job for a bad guy. Literally almost running into fuckers. Like, if he hits somebody, he kills them. He's a cop that's racing through like pedestrian areas, and he's like, well, if I kill somebody, I'll just get another promotion.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You got to go back and watch them. They're amazing. I love it.
But,
funny.
Yeah. Did you want to watch like the Between Two Ferns thing?
I've seen a couple of those, and they're usually pretty fucking funny.
Right.
Yeah,
they gave him Netflix gave him a bunch of money and said, "Hey, make a movie, a whole movie about it." And there's like a million stars in it.
Really?
I put the trailer on, but yeah, it's like they just like they're basically the whole premise is like, "Hey, Netflix is giving me a bunch of money to go and film my movie." And they're bringing the ferns wherever they go, as opposed to buying ferns when they get there. It's so dumb.
I bet it should be pretty funny. I clicked it, the video you sent, the link, and the first screenshot where it says Matthew McConaughey, and then underneath it titles him, and it says Dazed and Confused, and in parentheses it says also an actor. That made me laugh.
The fact is, like, I think Matthew McConaughey dies. I think because that's the whole premise of like the first beginning part.
That's awesome.
We have a release date on the Watchmen series from HBO.
Oh, cool. What's that?
October 20th. It's taking the Game of Thrones time slot. It'll be October. Okay. It'll be Sunday night starting at October 20th at 8. Yep.
So that's HBO, so that means it's going to be every week, right?
Yeah. And then what else did I see? Netflix is actually going to start releasing some shows as weekly series now.
Yeah, so we talked about that. I think it's a good idea. I really do.
They dropped some stuff on The Mandalorian, and they're stating that it's going to go places that the fans will not expect.
Right.
So
Which we kind
of
like
in the backseat of a Volkswagen?
Ooh.
It's
going to
go left and not
it's
right.
It's going to go left
instead of right. It's going to turn on the right blinker and trick him by going left.
Oh, no, I thought
blinker.
It was going right. No.
But, Yeah, and it's going. And they said it's going to talk about like the formation of the First Order, so we know, which is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
No, Mandalorian is. The Mandalorian's going to talk about the formation of the First Order?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's going to be like basically in the aftermath of all like the empires. So like, which one of these warlords, you know, comes together to be strong enough to be the First Order?
Is it Kylo? Is Kylo going to be back? Like, smashing up fucking consoles? Why not? He's fucking in the First Order doing shit. He could have been in there for 10 years, for all we know.
There's a a lizard dude called Exar Kahn that they'll probably... Ooh. No, I have no idea.
What about Grand Admiral Thrawn? You think he'll show up?
No, Thrawn's going to be in the third. So, we might still see him.
Well, we've already seen him, right? Is it Rebels or Resistance?
Rebels.
Is that a puppet show?
No, it's a cartoon. No, you don't like
it's
cartoons.
It's an anime one.
In Rise of Skywalker, they might... I still have faith that they'll bring Admiral Thrawn in. I have faith.
Hold our breath.
Gotta have faith.
Well, I may turn blue, just like Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Or fucking Violet Beauregard. Violet, you're turning violet!
True.
Oh, man.
So it looks like there's nothing else going on in the world, huh? I would have thought... Wasn't there like a hurricane or something?
Yeah, it's going to hit Alabama.
That's not going to be a political statement. I just heard
that was funny, Dave.
I just like... see, here's where it started. If I just take it to its logical extreme, it's going to hit Montana, too.
Did Trump say he was gonna hit Alabama or something?
No, he took a NOAA map and he extrapolated on where he thought it would go.
Really?
Because storms don't slow down when they hit land or change direction or anything.
Directly across Aaron's house into Alabama.
Man, I think it's funny that he would. Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
He is the best weather guy ever created, just so you know. He's the greatest weather guy. I'm the chosen weather guy.
The chosen weather guy.
Seriously.
But,
Did you guys know that their Facebook is coming out with a dating service? We can all get back into the dating service.
Sweet.
I didn't know that.
As much as I go on Facebook now,
do you think it'll match you with only your friends? So you're like, ooh, why am I? Why it matched me with my sister? That's weird.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
It just matches with you liking things.
Yes, I have to go out with them.
Ooh, you have a lot in common with.
Why are we all matched with Ryan's sister? What the hell?
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, Ryan, it's okay, man.
Yeah, it is.
Has she ever handcuffed? I'm sorry.
Of course she's handcuffed.
Adam thought it was so funny.
I can't even get that one out.
Cops handcuffing all the time.
I'm glad that you made yourself crack up so bad, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, has she ever handcuffed you, Ryan?
No.
He's so happy.
Oh, that's funny.
It's not really actually.
No, as long as
you're laughing,
as long as it's funny to you, it's funny, right? Humor is subjective.
That one got me.
Objective.
Anyway. Very much, I got you.
Any other things, you guys? Come on, like, give me something huge here, or else we're going to call this shit, and I got some fucking oxygen to produce.
Andrew there's Yang. Really nothing going on until the new TV show starts.
Andrew end of Yang?
Month, I call what? Bullshit. Andrew Yang, he's in the fucking debates. Woo!
Yeah, he's doing it. He's owning that doing shit. It. He's looking good.
Turns out all you got to do for president is offer everybody $1,000 a month.
Yeah. And by the way, just in response, at one point you criticized or had a fear about that aspect of his campaign and saying, like, you know what? He says $1,000 a month. Why wouldn't he say 2,000 and then 3,000?
Someone else might say that.
Well, he's actually selected that number carefully to be a number where it puts you just below the poverty line, so that you still have incentive to work, but it softens the burden. So
I think
he rounded up to the nearest 1,000.
I'm going to do a careful calculation of the poverty line. Let's see. Carry the one. Multiply by 8. $1,000 exactly.
Yeah, I know. That sounds funny. But I think he did the math and probably came up with like 942 and then rounded up.
I don't criticize the guy. I think the guy's really smart. I think he has really good ideas. I think a lot of his shit makes sense. What happens when there's inflation? Does it go up to do you say $1,000 and then increase with inflation? Do you not? You know, that kind of stuff.
No, I think what was it? It's not based on inflation. It's based on something else.
Well, yeah, he had a part of his policy.
It's not tight.
I know he's good, his arguments are very sound. And if you are at all interested in him, Joe Rogan does a 3-hour interview with him back in the day, and it's actually really good. So, he gets to sit there and talk about himself and his actual policies instead of, as Ryan, you pointed out the other night, UBI on the debates because you only get 10 seconds to talk.
Right. Right. How do you break something super complex down into that? What was it? So today I was listening to NPR, and there was a guy who was like a linguist guy, and he was talking about how politicians mimic whoever they're speaking to. So, like, if you're in the South, you might not take a Southern drawl, but you try and speak in words and stuff that are more common down there. Yeah. And basically, people like to hear themselves.
Yeah, you slow your pace down too. Your cadence down.
And he says, like, the good ones are able to do that really well, you know, and then the bad ones just can't, and like people can't do that, like bad public speakers just can't do that. Mm-hmm. They can't be able to. So it was really interesting, and I'm like, I never really thought about that, but then I'm like, oh yeah, like I guess everyone kind of does that.
Do you guys think like NPR and has taken a hit through when podcasts have become so big?
Probably, actually.
I'm just on a personal level, I used to listen to NPR all the time, and I can't remember the last time I came on because I'm always listening to different podcasts.
I listen to it on the way home from work because they have the BBC on, so the BBC News Hour is what I tend to listen to, which is kind of NPR, but...
I'm pretty sure there's a BBC News Hour podcast as well, which you could just...
It's all of it, and they all say it at the end of it, and like, you can listen to this segment on whatever, NPR, you can download the podcast, wherever, find a podcast, and stuff like that.
I was just thinking, because it has impacted me so much, I wonder if it's other people, and I wonder if that affects their bottom line, like newspaper, kind of, and the internet. Like, is public radio going to be one of those things? And not just public radio, but all radio stations. Like, eventually... If you don't need radio stations, I mean, I don't listen to radio stations. If I get in my car and I want to listen to music, I listen to Pandora or I listen to a random YouTube thing, a YouTube music track through my Bluetooth. So eventually radio might go away completely.
Well, what's interesting is at least the good news there is that like NPR and places like that are producing podcasts. So like the content still has an outlet. Like, so good content can still be found. But you're right, it's switching up.
They do have some really good podcasts.
Oh, speaking of really good podcasts, has anybody listened to the Wolverine podcast?
No.
Yes. Yep. Like, I had to go and get whatever, you know, like, because they put out the Stitcher one just so I could listen to it and stuff like that, because they were, you know, it was good, dude.
Well, I really like that type of, like, when I was one of my favorite things was driving across country, listening to the old, like, we're going to tell you a story, and they're actually acting and voice acting and sound effects right. and shit. Yes. I like that stuff. I thought it was really cool, and that's kind of what I hear Wolverine is. I haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah, because it's basically just long form storytelling. So it's like the episodes are about a half hour, 40 minutes. So, and then there's whatever 12 of them or something like that. So it's really super interesting because it's longer than a movie, but you can, like, they do the sound effects and they do, like, the, you know, like the creaking of doors and all that stuff. It's like, so yeah, I really liked it. So
I've heard some of those reenactment podcasts.
Well, not reenacting.
It's enacted. Well, it's basically a story. Yeah.
What did they call them then? Storytelling podcasts.
Good question.
Well, yeah. What would you call it? Because I mean, it's like a radio. It's basically just a radio play.
Like a which radio one drama. Is it?
Like, it's, I know it's not the football.
It's not
Wolverine.
The
Long Night. Yeah.
The Lost Trail.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's the second one.
That's the second season, I believe.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten into. I haven't done that because that's like I didn't want to pay. For another month. Oh, it's 20 episodes, sorry. Yeah, it's Stitcher Premium.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, never yeah. mind that. We're not doing an ad for Stitcher Premium. Fuck that. Don't listen to Wolverine right. the Long Night.
Mm-hmm. Yep, don't go to Stitcher.com. Go to yang2020.com.
Which you can yes. find a link on our website.
Maybe.
But every once in a while, like...
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like I can get it on Apple's podcast.
Yeah, the first one, yes. The first one is free now.
Even the Lost Trail. I don't think it's cost.
Okay, maybe. Because I know the first one was... But, yes, and the second season's going to have Gambit. So I'm like... I was like,
ooh. Mon ami.
I know you are, Gambit.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, so I mean, people are putting, you know, it's interesting. You're finding new ways to make money off of, like, old stuff. Because radio plays? Who does radio plays?
I don't know, but I like them. I'll listen to them. I understand radio plays are Adam's puppets, but still, I'll still listen.
Yeah, it's like audiobooks. They're pretty great.
I think they just have to be done well.
And yes. Sometimes audiobooks, yeah. Like, if the reader sucks.
Oh, you are definitely at the mercy of who's reading your book, that's for sure.
For sure. Yeah, I heard, like, what was it? Ah, crap. Well, Twin was telling me about this, one of the books that was pretty popular, but everybody demanded that they use the reader that did the first reading of the first book, and then a couple years passed, and he wrote the next book. And the guy had gotten really old and, like, couldn't read very well. And it sucked. The audio actually sucked in the subsequent book because the guy was not good at it anymore. So that's kind of... But like the ones that... Those fucking Brandon Sanderson's ones, the reader's pretty good. Kate Reading. And there's two guys, a guy who does it. They're both good.
Ryan's in love with Kate Reading, in case you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
I remember her name because it's like ironic.
And he's also like in love with Brandon Sanderson.
That too.
Brander. I like his books.
I know you do. You're in love with him. It's cool, man.
Okay, I'm in love with him. If that's what liking his books means, then I'm madly in love.
Here you go, buddy. I'll hook you up so you have something to work with tonight.
Yeah. But yeah, so you just have her
face. She's got her face for radio. Just kidding.
She's hot and you know it. Cool. Okay, well, that sounds like we had a fun week then. I mean, shit's happening. None of you have done your homework I requested, but other than that, pretty good. Pretty good week.
What was the homework? I think I might have done it, but I forgot.
I think it was to watch... The homework was to watch... Dark Crystal, right?
Definitely. Watch Dark Crystal. Tell me if it's about puppets or not.
You're right. I didn't do it. It's not. Good answer.
Okay. anything else, or should we call it a day?
I don't think I have anything else.
Right. It's called a day.
Let's play Minecraft. Woo! I'm ready.
See, like. Ryan's always got time for Minecraft.
Right?
It's like Jell-O. It's like Jell-O for him. There's always room for Minecraft.
Damn right. All right, I think it's time for Adam to say some shit.
What shit am I saying?
Oh, maybe it only works when Chris says that. All right, go ahead.
Don't fucking call me a goathead. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, if you check us out on Facebook, we're at the Geeks Next Door. We've got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz, and drop us an email at geeksnextdoorftw, that's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
The motherfucker's going to get into podcast or story reading because that's how smooth mm-hmm. his delivery is now.
That is true.
I needed the intro.
Oh,
Support us by clicking donate on Yang 2020.
Yeah. All right, everyone have a good week, and we'll be back next week to talk about more tales from the Fantastic.
All you people in Alabama, stay safe.
Aaron.
Oh, that's true. Aaron?
Okay, that makes sense. And I saw a graphic today I didn't understand because I didn't know much about this whole thing. It basically showed the hurricane continuing into, like, Canada and shit, and had times and dates and everything, and I was like,
like he has if it doesn't stop. There's just so many dumb stuff.